Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wait a minute, I got to close up too.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Well, I didn't know how I'd start out, but that was different. Wow. So I just want to, we've been thanking God for the past few seconds, but I just want to thank you and you out there on Livestream World. I want to thank everybody who has supported us, who has prayed, who has given, who has worked, who has schlepped, who has fasted, all of those who have been here unpacking, who packed. Thank you, todah rabah, gracias, muchas gracias, merci, thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you who've participated in getting us to this place. Give yourself a hand. Give the people on live stream a hand. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. It is so amazing. I'm overcome to be here and see the culmination of 6.5 years of hope, praying, doing spiritual warfare, giving, fasting, praising God, working 6.5 years, and it actually has happened. We're here. Hallelujah. It is just amazing. And when I think of, you know, what's going on in the world today. I mean, I watched the news or read the news last night, and the Supreme Court turning the case down and just was devastated. And yet, like we said, in the middle of all this with the COVID numbers rising, in the middle of this, it's like we're on this ship that's not vulnerable to the waves. The waves just keep coming, but the ship just keeps moving on, and the ship has now come into port. Here we are. The waves can't get us anymore. And it's just, it's so amazing. So thank you. Thank you so much. And what we're going to do today is going to be really different from a message, any other messages, because we're going to be dedicating this whole building to the Lord. And of course, it's Hanukkah, so it's a feast of dedication. So all of that just fits right in. You would have expected him to bring the timing to be this. It's just part of the way, you know, the way things are going. So, but before we start, I just want to make a little announcement here. We've waited so long that there is so much enthusiasm in many of you to get started, to do stuff. Let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. So I just want to thank you for the enthusiasm, for renovating, for decorating, for fixing. But sometimes the enthusiasm gets the best of us, and we do some things without checking with anybody. So I don't want to in any way stifle people's enthusiasm and your creativity and your inspiration, but please, before you do something, check with Elizabeth. She's our administrator, and she will be able to tell you, is there somebody you should let know about what you're doing? Because it might impact them in some way, or is there something that we're planning for that place where you were going to put this up that maybe somebody has worked on and it's already set to go, all of those kind of things. So again, don't have any reducing of your enthusiasm, but please check with Elizabeth, who should know about everything that's going on and what should be happening in each place. Okay? All right. So let's just pray. So Father, we've just expressed our thanksgiving. We could be going on like for the next hour just saying thank you, Lord. But we know, I know, because your Spirit has shown me that you want us to do some very specific things here today to dedicate this place. So we pray for your anointing upon this dedication. It's not going to be just me. It's going to be everybody who's here. And we pray for your anointing upon their prayers, for faith, for everyone who is here and everyone who's watching, even online. You can participate in this too, because we're going to be asking everybody to pray as we go along with this. So we pray for your anointing, and we thank you, Lord, that it's your will. You brought us to this place. You want it to be dedicated to you. So we're just right in line with your will. In Yeshua's name. Amen. So when you all started applauding before, you know, I was pointing up. And the reason is that all through this process of 6.5 years, I've just felt like I'm getting these direction and just walking into it. And it's not like I'm coming up with anything or I'm figuring anything out. It's just like God says, this, do this. And the miracles just keep happening. Okay, so let me just fill you in. You've all heard about the 12 or so miracles. But what you may not be aware of is that we've had 3 more at this point. Number one, I don't know that Steve is here today. Are you here, Steve? I don't see Steve. Just about when we got ready to move in here, an old friend came back to said he wanted to be part of the congregation. Turns out he's a contractor, and he's doing all of the construction work at a way reduced cost from what we were going to pay. So that's one. Secondly, I hope all of you saw the sign that was out there. So, yes, give us. So we were trying to figure out how to make a sign, and between Elizabeth and I, and we're consulting other people about it. And a few weeks ago, I asked people who had never seen a Torah scroll to come up and look at the scroll, and a gentleman came up, and we started chatting, and he's sitting right over here, and I asked him what he did, and he said, well, I'm a printer. I do graphic arts and media and printing media, and it's like, would you like to help us with the sign? So just give Ken a hand over here. He has been just so big a help and so faithful in getting that sign together that is out there. And the third one that happened today, and is Bob still here? Or did he leave? Bob is still here. Okay, so we hired Bob Puff, who's back there, to do the sound setup and get our network going and all that. And I mentioned to him that at some point we wanted to use that room for where the projector could be and the live stream computer could be. And I said, is there some way you can run the wires back there while you're here? So I think he probably spent all night doing it or a whole day. They got the wires there. And I was like, great, that's great. And I came in this morning, and it wasn't just the wires were there. He had set up the whole thing back there to be working. It's working now. And I thought that would be like months. So thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. And if anybody who's watching needs help with sound or electronics or internet, I want to put in a plug for Bob. Free commercial here, Bob. New Life Electronics. And by the way, Swift Graphics. Swift Multi Graphics, right? A plug for Ken's company. So thank you. All right. So just 18 months ago, almost to the day, we sold our old building and we moved into rented space at Brighton Presbyterian Church. And we dedicated the sanctuary there. And if some of you were with us at that service, remember we put the scroll in my car, drove it down to the parking lot, and we carried the scroll in, and we rejoiced, and we marched. It was pre-COVID, so everybody was able to go and kiss the scroll and all that. And then we dedicated ourselves to the Lord, and we dedicated that place to the Lord. So we did all those three things in one day back in June of 2019. And this year, it's different because in coming to this place, we've spread out the dedication over 3 days. if you haven't caught it. So some of you were with us 2 weeks ago. About 20 of us walked the scroll from Brighton Press to here, and we've got a picture of that on the first one of my slides, I believe. There we are, walking, carrying the scroll about 2.5 miles down from Brighton Press to this place. And when we reached Allen's Creek, we piled stones in it. There's the stones. They're still there. I keep checking on them. The yellow thing is just a stray leaf, but there's 12 stones. And this was all done in imitation of what Joshua did when they crossed the Jordan River. They took 12 stones and they piled them in the Jordan River. And of course, when Joshua crossed the Jordan River, God stopped the flow, right? Well, we didn't ask God to stop the flow. We just crossed on the bridge over Allen's Creek. And you can go back and you can see it. Just Allen's Creek, if you drive back up Edgewood Avenue north toward Monroe Avenue, you'll cross a little bridge, and that's Allen's Creek. And you can see the stones there. And we're going to see how long they last. And we brought 12 more stones here. And if you're on your way out, we piled them up just outside the entrance door, the lobby entrance door. Again, in imitation of what Joshua did when they came into the promised land. So we did two of the things. We did that thing. We brought the scroll here. And then the other thing we did is last week at Brighton Press, we dedicated ourselves to the Lord. We took the Lord's Supper and we dedicated ourselves. So two of the three things we did already. Today we're going to dedicate this place. And it is so appropriate because today is the second day of Hanukkah. And if you're not familiar with it, in Hebrew, Hanukkah means dedication, the feast of dedication. And it was the celebrating of the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem by the Maccabees because it had been defiled by the Greeks about 170 years before Yeshua. So that's what we're celebrating. So today is a moad, an appointed time for dedication. And here we are, dedicating. And we're not just going to dedicate the sanctuary, we're going to dedicate the whole building. So let me explain to you a little bit the program. I'm going to share some things here, and you're going to be participating in dedicating this room. And then at the end of the service, we're going to finish the service, and we're going to go out to the lobby and to the main entrance there, and we're going to mount the mezuzah. And so hopefully everybody can stay socially distanced and all that, but we're going to put the mezuzah up on the door posts and recite the blessing over it. Then I'm going to ask all of the ministry leaders to go to a particular room where they will be doing most of their work of the ministry, like Judith going to the Shabbat school classroom or her office, and Dave and Toby here going to the kitchen where they do sharing our bread, and the people who work on the service staying here. And I'm going to ask the rest of you to go and spread out amongst all those rooms and pray and dedicate all of those rooms. Okay? So maybe some of you can't stay that long, but that's fine. But whoever can, go to those rooms, and we're going to pray over the people who serve in those rooms. Okay? Everybody got that? Okay. So to learn more about Hanukkah, if you're watching on live stream or if you're here and you don't know much about it, watch last week's message and service. It's on YouTube and it's on Facebook. We talked a lot about Hanukkah. But today, we're going to talk about how to dedicate this place. So in order to understand how to do that, I studied the four temple/tabernacle dedications in the Bible. So those of you who know your Tanakh, these may be familiar to them. First, there was the tabernacle in the desert that was dedicated by Moses. And then second, there was the temple in Jerusalem that replaced the tabernacle that was dedicated by Solomon. And then third was the temple rebuilt by Ezra and Nehemiah. And after the people of Israel had been exiled to Babylon for 70 years, and then they came back. And fourth was about 170 years before Yeshua, the Maccabees rededicating the temple in Jerusalem after it had been defiled by the Greeks. So I learned from those descriptions what was done in those dedications, and that's what we're going to do here, all the things that were done. So the first thing I learned is that there were three steps required for the Maccabees: fight, clean, and dedicate. Okay? So, fight. After 3 years of war with the Greek army, 5,000 Israelis under Judas Maccabee faced 60,000 infantrymen and 5,000 cavalry of the Greeks. And here's what we read happened in 1 Maccabees chapter 4 and verse 34. Then both sides attacked, and there fell of the army of Lysias, the Greek general, 5,000 men. They fell in action. In verse 35, and when Lysias saw the rout of his troops and observed the boldness which inspired those of Judas and how ready they were either to live or to die nobly, he departed to Antioch. He left. Verse 36, then Judas said, and his brothers, behold, our enemies are crushed. Let us go up to cleanse the sanctuary and dedicate it. Verse 37, so all the army assembled and they went up to Mount Zion. So before rededicating the temple, the Maccabees had to win a war and drive out the Greek army out of the temple grounds, out of Jerusalem. So we have been fighting a war for the past 6.5 years, not with people, but with forces of Satan, spirits assigned against us. And those spirits incited some things. And the most blatant was an Orthodox Jewish school in Rochester found out that we were trying to buy this place, and they made an offer on it, even though it wasn't even on the market. The previous owners here, Edgewood Free Methodist Church, had not put it on the market, but they found out about it. They made an offer. Their offer was cash, $200,000 more than our offer. Our offer was dependent on selling our old building. We hadn't sold our old building yet, raising enough money, and getting approved for a loan, all of which were not necessarily a sure thing. So Satan had inspired a spirit against us to do this. He thought he had defeated us. I mean, who would turn down a $200,000 higher offer for a place? Cash, right? He thought it was almost like, you know, when Yeshua died on the cross, Satan thought he had won, right? But he didn't. He didn't win. And we won. He didn't win. God gave us enormous grace with the Edgewood Free Methodist Church board. They turned that offer down. Turned it down flat because they were convinced. Yeah, you can applaud them. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Pastor Doug. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Pastor Tom. They turned that offer down. Why? Because they knew that the Lord wanted us to buy this facility. They turned it down. So we had some battles. However, we have another level of warfare that we need to stand against right now. And the reason for that is what you saw out there in the yard. The sign? This is the first, yesterday when that sign was put up, this is the first day when that sign, Messianic Jewish Synagogue, has been up. And everybody can see it. Okay? So here's where you guys and you on live stream are participating. I want you to agree with me. We're going to pray against those spirits because there is a strong, what the Jewish community calls an anti-missionary spirit. There are many groups that are called anti-missionary groups that specifically pray and work to defeat Messianic Jews. So this sign being put up there, let me tell you, that's like a provocation, right? What is it?
Red flag.
A red flag. That is a red flag. There it is. There's a picture of it. Okay, so just agree with me now. Father, we thank you that we are now public. We have our red flag out. We have a public display of who we are, not just our name, but Messianic Jewish Synagogue. And it is in plain sight. It's not up there on Winton Road out of the Jewish community. It's right in plain sight on Edgewood Avenue, about a mile from the Jewish Community Center. People are driving up and down going to the Jewish Community Center, although I think it's closed right now, but it's there. So we just agree together right now, Father, for your spirit to protect us from any of the plots of the enemy, any of the schemes of the enemy that would try to attack us, now that they know that we are here officially and our sign is out and our red flag is up. And we pray also, Father, for you to give us the gift, the spiritual gift of discerning of spirits, that we would be able to discern what spirits have been released against us and be able to stand against them in spiritual warfare. And right now, we come against the spirit of the anti-missionary spirit. We break its power over us in the name of Yeshua. We break its power over us. We come against every spirit of prejudice in the name of Yeshua and command it to be broken against us. We come against every spirit of deception because those who oppose us, they are totally ignorant of who we are. They believe a bunch of lies about us. We break the spirit of deception on them in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua. And we establish a perimeter around this property. We anointed it when we carried the scroll here. We also walked the property and anointed the perimeter with oil and with salt. And we claim that perimeter right now as a defense against any spirit that would attempt to harass or distract or destroy or attack us in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I need a drink of water. Okay, second thing the Maccabees did, chapter 4, verse 38. When they saw the sanctuary desolate and the altar profaned and the gates burned up and shrubs growing in the courts as in a forest or in one of the mountains, yes, and the priest's chambers pulled down, the Maccabees had to clean out the defiled temple, and they had to clean it out of three things. Weeds in the courtyard, garbage in the sanctuary, and an idolatrous statue of Zeus on the altar, which had been defiled with the blood of pigs. They had to tear down that altar and build a new one because it had been defiled. Now also note that it says they rebuilt the altar and hung doors in the gates and the doorways. And they rebuilt rooms for the priests to live in while they served their weeks. So here's the spiritual meaning of the things that were done and how they apply to us. First of all, the weeds which grew in the courtyard. According to the parable of the sower, what do the weeds represent? Anybody know? The cares and the pleasures of this world that choke out the word of God to keep it from bearing fruit. So let's pray against that first, okay? So Father, on behalf of our brethren from Edgewood Free Methodist Church and for ourselves, we repent of any natural thinking that has gone on here in this sanctuary or in this building, any entertaining of the cares and pleasures of this world. And that's a big one to repent of. How many here have had a care in this world? And how many have entertained pleasures of this world? Yes. So we repent, Father, and we break the power of every spirit of cares, of fear, of worry, of doubt, and every spirit that deals with pleasures and tempts us, every spirit of selfishness and greed and covetousness and lust, and we command them to leave this place in the name of Yeshua. You got to agree with me now. Get out. Every one of those spirits. Every one of those spirits. And we pray, Father, for renewed minds. Just tap your thinker here. Renewed minds to think like you do, Lord. You told us we have, nobody's tapping their heads. Tap your head. Come on. You have, point to it, you have the mind of Messiah in there, right? You have the mind of Messiah. We want to think like you think, Lord, not in human ways. We want to be seeking first what? Your kingdom and your righteousness. We thank you, Lord. Okay, the second thing the Maccabees cleaned out was unclean garbage, trash in the sanctuary. Now, the Bible calls evil spirits unclean spirits. So that's the application of this to us. Many have been assigned against us. Some have taken up residence in this facility over previous years, and I'm not inferring anything about any people who were here before us, but we must remove these spirits from this facility. So let's pray. You're going to pray with me now. On behalf of our brethren from Edgewood Free Methodist Church and for ourselves, we repent for any unclean spirits entertained here. And now, in the power of the name of Yeshua, we command this unclean spirit's power over individuals and the congregation to be broken. We come against, and I'm going to list these now, and if when I get finished listing, if you think of any more, just shout them out. Division, go. Contention, go. Discouragement, deception, lying, hoarding, pride, doubt, offense, rebellion, independence, exclusion, cliques, stubbornness, self-righteousness, self-serving, control, entitlement, a Jezebel spirit, anti-Semitism, antichrist spirit, humanism, addictions, unloving spirit, bitterness, all of these. Leave. Anybody else think of any others? Okay, we command these to leave in the name of Yeshua. We remove and renounce all these spirits in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua. Okay. Okay, the third thing the Maccabees had to do was tear down the idolatrous statue of Zeus and actually tear down the whole altar because it had been defiled. So we need to tear down any idols that were set up here in this building or in ourselves. And remember, an idol is not, in our days, idols are not statues of wood or stone. Idols are anything that comes, becomes more important to you than the Lord. Television can be an idol, a job can be an idol, a career can be an idol, a person can be an idol, all those things. So I'm going to turn things over to Mark because I didn't want to be the only one leading prayer here. And do you have some wipes again? All right.
So we continue in prayer against idols. What's fascinating, especially for the prayer team, Rabbi, the Holy Spirit is doing it yet again. I didn't know Rabbi wanted me to do this portion, but in prayer, in the pre-service prayer, he had me bring and read Colossians chapter 3, and I'm just going to pull out verse 5 according to what Rabbi has asked me, which I did not know. So Colossians 3:5 says, idolatry, pertaining to idolatry, put to death in your members which are on the earth, sexual immorality, uncleanness, depraved passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. That's scripture. So, Father, we thank you for this day and how you bring all things together, Father. And we pray in the power and authority that you've invested in me and Rabbi and all of us here. We come into agreement and we stamp out, Lord, anything that's buried on the grounds of this premises. We step on it now by the power and the authority of the spikes of the shoes of the gospel of shalom. We step on it right now. No idol will lift his head from these premises if it's here. We pray and stand against any prayers against this house and this land, and we take full possession of this territory which you've given us. Anything in the trees, Lord, we speak of that. If we don't know it's in the trees, it's there. We say, fall down and die in the name of Yeshua. We speak to the idols of our heart and the idols of our spirit, and we cancel its power and its presence right here, right now, and we claim a rededication of not just this temple, the building, but this earthly temple, our body to you, Lord. And we put on compassion. We put on kindness. We put on humility. And we replace these idols with perseverance and above all things, love, which is the bond of perfection. And we thank you for it in Yeshua's name. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Thank you, Mark. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, the Maccabees also rebuilt the altar and hung the doors and the gates and the doorways. And there is a spiritual application. There's an application to us. The gates and the doorways protected the temple. And in a direct parallel, we are planning on hanging a door in our gate. Okay? That door will be a security system. There's already a security system inside the building, but there's none on the outside. So that's how we're going to fulfill this hanging of the doors and gates. And the Maccabees also rebuilt rooms for the priests who serve in the temple. And in another amazing parallel, we're creating office space for those who work here. So we're just doing it. Okay, so we're going to pray for the construction work and for the finances to enable us to install that security system. So, Father, we thank you again for Steve and his skill and his willingness to work. And we pray for your blessing upon him as he builds those offices in the office area and in the fig tree area and eventually an office for the security team. And we pray, Father, for the security system that we've gotten a quote on but is right now way out of our reach. But we pray, Father, for the provision to put that external security system in. And we thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Thank you. Okay. Now we're turning to the tabernacle, the one that was dedicated by Moses. And in Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 2, it says this: "Order B'nai Israel, the sons of Israel, to bring to you pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to keep a lamp burning continually. And verse 3, outside of the curtain of the testimony in the tent of meeting, Aaron is to keep it in order from evening to morning before Adonai. Continually, it is to be a statute forever throughout your generations." So the temple lampstand needed to be lit continually, not so they could have enough light to work in, but just because this was the command of God. And the tabernacle would not have been a functioning tabernacle without that continually lit menorah. And that lampstand was a 7-branch candelabra, and it was called the Ner Tamid, the eternal light. Now, like every Jewish place of worship, we have a Ner Tamid. And today, people use electricity rather than oil. But because today is the second day of Hanukkah, we also have the Hanukkah lights here. So we are now going to light the Ner Tamid. Okay? So there's a Ner Tamid up there. As you can see, the light is out. This is going to be the official lighting. So let's see. How about Hector, who is one of our elders? Would you go up, and there's a plug strip down there right next to the shofar, and just throw the switch, and the lights are going down. Wow. Just turn the plug switch. Yep, throw the switch. You got it. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's it. That was easy, right? So here's some more of how Moses consecrated the tabernacle. In Leviticus chapter 8, verse 10, Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it, and so consecrated them. Verse 11, he sprinkled the oil on the altar 7 times and anointed the altar and all its utensils, the basin with its stand, to consecrate them. Now understand, the word consecrate is the word kadosh, and it means to make holy, to set apart for the Lord, for his purposes. So everything was anointed with oil, set apart for the Lord. Now, we don't have an altar. We don't have the utensils for the altar here. We don't have a basin to wash in, although we do have bathrooms, but we're not going to go there. But we do have lots of other equipment in here. We have chairs. We have microphones, musical instruments, music stands, soundboard, speakers, amplifiers, computers, camera, the ark, a table, this lectern, thermostats, lights, projectors, screens, carpets. So, how many of you have some oil with you? All right, I've got one here that somebody can use. The rest of you, do you have hands? Anybody here have hands? Okay, so the people who have oil, I'd like you to go around and anoint all of the things that I just mentioned, everything in here. Now, please be very careful. Don't make a stain. Like if you're going to do a chair, just put a little on the metal, you know, if you're going to back of things like that, just a little bit dabbed on your finger. Not the 7 drops like Aaron did of pouring it on, okay? But I'm going to ask you to do that. And the rest of you, go around and just lay your hands on everything that's here, the menorah. Just come on up here. We're just going to take a few minutes, and then I'm going to ask Nathaniel to sound the shofar to bring us back together, and I'm going to give this oil to whoever would like it. Who'd like some oil? Anybody? And put your mask on when you do this. Dave? You got it. All right, everybody up. Put your hands on things. Pray. Consecrate them, meaning we dedicate this to you, Lord. We dedicate these things to you. Time to come back to your seats. Thank you, Nathaniel. Hey, you know, the place feels different already. I don't know if anybody else is feeling this, but it feels different. It smells different. Okay. It's got oil all over it. Okay, everybody, please come back to your seats. Okay, ready for this? Moses selected a bull for a sin offering. Leviticus 8:15. Moses then slaughtered it, took the blood, and dabbed it onto the horns of the altar with his finger, and so purified the altar. Then he poured out the blood at the base of the altar and consecrated it to make atonement for it. So we're not going to sacrifice a bull today. Everybody feeling relieved? But what we're going to do is we're going to ask the Lord to cover all that is here with the blood of his sacrifice. Okay? The blood of the Lamb. So let's pray. Father, we know that you shed your blood on that cross. You shed your blood and you said it was to seal the covenant. So we know that your blood does things. And so right now, in obedience, following after what Moses did, we pray, and just agree with me now, for the covering of blood on this entire facility, your blood, oh God, and all that goes on here, all that was going on here, all that is going to go on here, we pray for you to cover it with your blood. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Now, Moses was also told by God to consecrate the Kohanim, the priests, by washing them with water, clothing them with priestly garments, and anointing them with oil. But the new covenant says all of you who are followers of Yeshua are priests, Kohanim, of the kingdom. So how many priests are there here today? All who are followers of Yeshua are Kohanim. So you are already anointed with the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And most of you have already been immersed in water. If you haven't, come and see me. We can do that. And you're already clothed in the robes of righteousness, because that's Yeshua. And we consecrated ourselves to the Lord at our last Shabbat service, ending with the Sudat Adonai, the Lord's Supper. So let's give thanks that we are consecrated to serve the Lord. Father, we just thank you today that we are your Mamlechat Kohanim, the king's Kohanim, the king's priest. And we thank you, Father, that you've called us to walk as your Kohanim, to be those who come before you and intercede for the people, and to be those who bring your word and your instruction to the people. Every one of us is called to that, Father. And we thank you today that you have anointed us, you've washed us, you've prepared us for that. In Yeshua's name, amen. So, Solomon now, we're going to move on to the temple. We were talking about the tabernacle. He dedicated the temple with prayer. And coincidentally, it's very interesting, but Rose, I think it was, pointed this out to me. The dedication of the temple he built and his prayer are actually in the passage that you read this week if you follow the MJAA reading plan. So did anybody read it this week about Solomon's temple being dedicated this week? And here's the prayer that Solomon prayed. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 30, which was in the reading plan. So listen to the supplication of your servant and of your people, Israel, when they pray toward this place, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. So this prayer is the reason for the Jewish tradition of facing Jerusalem when we pray. So who knows what direction Jerusalem is? That way. So you're all facing Jerusalem. It's all set up by the Lord. Here we are. So let's pray as Solomon prayed. So I had a note here, and I forgot to ask. I was going to ask Judith to pray this. So Judith, could you pray this extemporaneously, without any warning, to pray as Solomon prayed, that those who pray toward this place would find forgiveness.
Praise the Lord. Father, we are in awe of all the signs, wonders, and miracles that we are hearing about this morning. Of every short person needs a tall friend, right? Thanks, Mark. I'm trying to be spiritual here. But we are so full of joy, and we are just in awe of all the miracles that we're hearing, even that we're facing Jerusalem in this temple. Who would have thought this? Who could have planned this but you, Lord? And so, Father, we are praying now, Lord, for this house. We are praying that Solomon is praying, so listen to the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel. And when they pray toward this place here in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. How many of you know 1 Chronicles 7:14? That was God answering this prayer directly. If my people, God said, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sin and heal your land. It's a direct answer to that prayer. And so, Father, we pray that prayer. Father, that we in this house will stay in a place of humility. We will stay in the place of your presence and in your peace. And Lord, we will continue to follow you as we have sought for all these years, and you have continually led us. And we pray, Father, for your great forgiveness to be on this house. We are not only have we become in the past years a house of prayer from very like one or two very short prayer meetings a week to prayers every single day, Father. We can get online 6 days a week and pray corporately, and sometimes 7 days a week. But Father, we are going to become a house of healing because, Father, sins will be forgiven here. People will come here and they will find freedom when they find you, Yeshua, and they will know what a loving, compassionate, merciful God that we serve, and that they will find that healing and forgiveness for all those things when they turn their hearts to you, Father. Let this place be that beacon of light in this community and to this whole city, and as they pray this morning, to the ends of the earth for healing and forgiveness. I pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Thank you, Judith. I knew you could handle that. I got a big note here to remind you beforehand, but I missed. Okay. All right, so now this is going to be very different. We're going to go back to the tabernacle in the desert and Moses. Numbers chapter 7, verse 1. When Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed and consecrated it and all its implements, the altar and all its utensils, and he anointed and consecrated them. Verse 2. Then the princes of Israel, the heads of their ancestral houses, they were tribal princes in charge of those who were numbered, gave offerings. So after the dedication, they made an offering for the tabernacle. So if you didn't notice, usually we have our tithes and offerings like earlier in the service, but we saved them for now. So we're going to receive our tithes and offerings just like normal, but also if you want to make an offering for this place, and I'm going to explain to you what needs to be done here, then please go ahead and do that. And if you're online, you can do that through GivingFire, or you can actually do it right here through GivingFire if you're on the network. So we have enough money to do some of the things that need to be done here, like what we've done so far, okay? We paid the movers. Hallelujah. Actually, we have more moving to do. We have to move from the offices. If all the projects go according to our cost estimates, we should be able to have a permanent sign made. That sign is a temporary sign out there. Put up the walls for the offices. Put in a sound system that's mounted permanently, not on the stands here. Panels to improve the acoustics. We already have ordered sound-absorbing panels for the back wall here. So we have enough money to do that, and to remove the steeple, which I know a bunch of you are going to cheer over that one, right? But we have several more things we need to do, which are beyond what we can afford right now. We need furniture for the lobby. Put your hand down on the chair next to you and feel it. That chair is 35 years old. We need new chairs. And actually, when COVID is over, we can fit twice as many chairs in here. So we actually need twice as many new chairs. As I mentioned earlier, we need a security system on the outside of the building. We have a roof that is okay, but it definitely needs replacement. And if you parked in the parking lot, you probably saw that the parking lot needs help. The parking lot needs filling and sealing. So we have several more things to do than we can afford. So we're going to receive an offering today, including your regular tithes, and also remind you that there's only like 19 days to the end of the year if you want to get things in for this year. And if anybody needs an envelope for their giving, Don has envelopes, and if you want to give something toward the sanctuary, just mark it building. So I'm going to give him a chance to get that out. And also, Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to follow the tradition, and actually the biblical instruction that we have had over the last couple of years, which is after we receive the offering, we're going to bring it up here. We're going to sound the shofars over them. Nathaniel, are you ready? You're going to sound the shofar. And anybody else who has a shofar? Lenore, do you have your shofar? You have yours, Hector? Okay, great. Pastor Tom, he's playing the guitar, so I don't know if you can do... Can you sound the shofar and play the guitar at the same time? Okay. All right, envelopes are out. You can bring that one up, too, when we bring it up here, too, Jose. Yes. Okay, so, Father, we just thank you for the example here of what happened in the time when the tabernacle was completed, that the people were so overwhelmed with joy that they had completed this tabernacle. They had given a lot to make the tabernacle to that point, but they were willing and wanting to give some more in an expression of thanksgiving to you. So we just pray, Father, for you to just be blessed by what we can do here today to advance your kingdom. And I also pray, Father, for and thank you for all of those who faithfully support this work by their tithes and their offerings. And I just thank you so much for all who have supported us just for buying this place, and pray your blessing upon them, Father, your blessing on their finances, your blessing on all that they own, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to keep worshiping the Lord, and just remember, if you're singing, to please put your mask on your face.
Oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror. Gather around the table, we'll give you a treat. Trade up to play with and like a thing. And while we are singing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they will shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they will shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. A sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they will shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
Hallelujah.
Bring the offerings up, and Nathaniel and Jose and Hector, bring your shofarot, and Pastor Tom. We have enough from one from each direction, right? So you guys get around, stay socially distant, but we want one up here. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Let's see. We've got north, east, south. Nathaniel, come over here. You got to be on the south side and west. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for your instruction to sound the shofarot over the offerings on the new moon, which is coming up just this Wednesday. And we remember, Lord, that it says that it shall be a memorial for you before the Lord. So we pray, Father, that this offering would be a memorial for you, to remind you of our great love for you and of our thanksgiving and our joy of what you have done and what you are going to do. In Yeshua's name, amen. Sound the shofarot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, now we come to the best part. What happened when the dedication of the tabernacle was completed? In Exodus chapter 40 and verse 34, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of Adonai, the Lord, filled the tabernacle. Verse 35, Moses was unable to enter into the tent of meeting because the cloud resided there and the glory of Adonai filled the tabernacle. Moses could not even enter. So that's what happened when they dedicated the temple, the tabernacle. What happened when the temple was built after the return from Babylon? Ezra chapter 6, verse 16. Then the sons of Israel, the Kohanim, the Levites, and the rest of the exiles celebrated the dedication of the house of God with joy. The people rejoiced. These were the returning exiles from Babylonian captivity, dedicating the temple that they had built. And what happened when the dedication of Solomon's temple was completed? 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13. Then it came to pass that when the trumpeters and the singers, and you musicians can get up there right now, when the trumpeters, and so we don't have any trumpeters, we got a saxophone player, we got some singers, joined as one to extol and praise Adonai, and when the sound of the trumpets and cymbals, we got some cymbals, and musical instruments, we got a guitar and we got a keyboard, and the praise of Adonai, and this is what they sang, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hodu l'Adonai ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. Anybody remember that? And when it grew louder, the temple, the house of Adonai, was filled with a cloud. In verse 14, the Kohanim could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Adonai filled the house of God. This was the temple that Solomon built, and even the priests could not stand there. So we have the singers, and let's do what they did in Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. We're going to sing Hodu l'Adonai, but remember, we've learned this several times. What is God's glory? Anybody remember? I've taught on it so many times. When Moses asked God to reveal to him his glory, do you remember what God said? It's my compassion, my grace, my slowness to anger, my abundant love, my abundant kindness, my abundant truth, mercy, forgiveness of iniquity, forgiveness of transgressions, and justice. So as we sing, and as after we sing, expect now to personally experience these attributes of God, the glory of God, his love, his grace, his kindness, his mercy, his forgiveness, and his joy. So everybody please stand and sing along with the worship team.
Oh,
Louder and louder, the glory of the Lord fell. The cloud filled the tabernacle. Thank you for your glory, O God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your forgiveness, O God. Thank you for your joy, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Toda. Hodula donai kitol. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
let's just take a moment. I believe Sam has a word for us. Sam, do you have a word for us?
Hallelujah.
The Lord would say, rejoice, my people. Rejoice, my people, for this is a new day. You've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And the glory that I'm going to pour out in this place, in this latter place here, will be greater than the former place, saith the Lord. It's not about the silver and the gold. It's not about the brick and the mortar, but it's about my spirit. It's about my presence in this place. It's about my Holy Spirit. Keep your eye on my Holy Spirit. Don't take your eyes off of me. Stay clean, and this place shall be a lighthouse, a beacon of light to all the areas, and it will be even far-reaching to Jerusalem and Israel. They shall see the light. They shall hear the sound, saith the Lord. Yeah, stay clean. Yeah, love one another. Stay close, for these days are perilous days, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Want to do some more music there, Ethel? Keep going.
Oh.
We want to praise him some more. Thank you for that word, Father.
Hallelujah.
We're looking to the future.
Hallelujah. Give thanks to the Lord.
Thank you for that word, Lord God. May it be so. May it come to pass, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we know you have a purpose. We know you have a purpose, Father. You didn't just bring us here for a good time. You didn't just bring us here so that we could be rejoicing. You brought us here because you have a purpose for us and a plan, and that is to bring your kingdom to this part of the world and to bring people into your kingdom and to disciple them and strengthen them and send them out. And we are so thankful, Lord. So we just look to the future now. We've been looking at the present, but we look to the future now, Father, and we say, may it be so. May it be so. We see you move mightily through this place by powerful anointing, Father, because you put us here. You put us here. It's so clear, and you are going to radiate. You are going to shine your glory from this place. And we thank you in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we're going to end the service in our usual way of Shea coming and leading us in the Vinet Emar and the Aaronic benediction. But then we're not done. We're going to go out into the lobby and kind of try to stay spread out. And we're going to put the mezuzah on the doorpost of the main entrance out there. Yeah, after Shea finishes with the Aaronic benediction, we're going to shut off the live stream, and we're going to go to live stream through Elizabeth's phone and live stream the mounting of the mezuzah. And then we're going to shut the live stream down and have everybody go to all these different rooms and pray, and then you're on your own for that. Okay? Everybody have any questions? keep masks on, stay socially distanced, and we're going to end with the Vinei Mara and the Aaronic benediction.